Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to the third part of the prodigal son story, Luke chapter 15, verses 25 through 30. The prodigal son tells the story of a lost son and then a loving father. We've considered the prodigal son and the father. Today, let's focus on the older brother. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing, and so he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." Well, you know the story. The younger brother demanded his inheritance, squandered it on wild living, returned home. The loving father embraced his wayward son, forgave him, and restored him into the family, and then threw a celebration party. And there's one more character in the story, and we've read about him today, the older brother. The older brother was ticked, to put it mildly, when he came in from working the fields and heard about the prodigal's party. He was so angry he refused to go inside. He had been working in the field while the partiers were dancing to music. He was working the cattle while the fattened calf was on the rotisserie. How in heaven's name could his father forgive, restore, and plan a bash after all the younger brother had done? Well, there's an older brother in all of us, isn't there? We love forgiveness until God restores someone we don't think deserves pardon. We love compassion until it's poured out on a person who didn't make our list. But here's the deal. No one deserves God's forgiveness or compassion, especially you and me. God's grace is a free gift to the undeserving. So when we get an invitation to a welcome home party, always check the box, "Yes, I will attend." And when we celebrate the forgiveness of another person, we are truly celebrating God's grace in our lives. So, Father, please forgive me for the older brother sin. May I always celebrate your forgiveness in the lives of others just as I celebrate it in my own life. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you here at The Journey, email your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.